Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. Do you know the difference between foods labeled organic and foods labeled all natural? You might be surprised. Learn more at stonyfield.com. We're proud to be the leading organic yogurt maker and honored to support living on Earth, and hope you will too. Donate at loe.org.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. May is National Bike Month. It's a time to commemorate a fast, cheap, pollution-free way to get some exercise and smile away the miles on the way to work. Across the U.S., 750,000 people regularly commute to work by bike. That's up 40% in about a decade. Davis, California, with 22% of workers commuting by bike, tops the list of cycling communities. Boulder, Colorado, is at 10%. Eugene, Oregon, at 8.3%. And Cambridge, Massachusetts, rides in at just under 7%. In Cambridge, they paid homage to biking with a race to find the fastest mode of commuter transportation.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for coming to the first annual Rush Hour Race to raise awareness about all of our different transportation options.
The three-mile Rush Hour Race pitted a bicyclist, a driver in a car, and a subway rider. And the winner was, well, we'll tell you in a few minutes at the end of the segment. Who do you think was the fastest? But first, let's backpedal 5 years. That's when the Federal Department of Transportation gave four places in the United States $25 million each to improve their bike ridership and get people walking. Money for the non-motorized transportation pilot program went to Columbia, Missouri, Marin County, California, Minneapolis, Minnesota, and Sheboygan County, Wisconsin. Now to see if the $100 million was money well spent, we turn to Marianne Fowler. She's Senior Vice President for Federal Relations at the Rails to Trails Conservancy.
The idea here was to build a system. One of the things we had found with previous investments was that we had a lot of projects on the ground, but they didn't connect. And so the purpose of this project was to see if we gave four communities sufficient funds to start connecting their different facilities, would it accomplish a mode shift? In other words, a change in people's behavior from driving cars to walking and biking? And of course, the answer is resoundingly, yes, it did.
Well, so you built it and they did come.
They did come. Now, there was urging. It's a combination of promoting, letting the public know what's going on, involving them in the whole process, involving the city or county leaders in the whole process, really became a community effort. We've got this money. We're going to build a system. Now let's use it.
So how well did it work?
It worked extremely well. It worked fantastically well. It worked really beyond our wildest expectations. In the three-year period measured from 2007 through 2010, the four communities in aggregate showed a 22% increase in walking and a 49% increase in biking. And what this means is that trips that would otherwise have been taken by a car were converted and taken instead by walking or biking. And what those trips mounted up to was, over the 3 years, 32 million vehicle miles averted.
32 million miles? Well, that's about a third the distance to the sun.
Is it really? I didn't know that. I don't think they were heading to the sun. I think they were heading to work, to school, to the library, to recreation, to the movies, to the grocery store. But we know they were out there enjoying the sun as they went.
Well, what about potholes on the path to bikedom? Any disappointments and downsides?
Well, we've heard legends about how difficult it is to build roads, how difficult it is to deal with the bureaucracy of both the state DOTs and the federal DOTs. And those same sort of procedural barriers, we experienced those in the pilot project. If you want to install a bike rack or if you want to build an interstate, you still have to go through a lot of the same procedures.
So it's bureaucracy, bureaucracy, bureaucracy.
We could take off one of those bureaucracies. We could just say it's bureaucracy, bureaucracy. But the bureaucracy is there to ensure that we end up with a better product so that we are safer in the long run. We have the very important savings in terms of safety, this increased safety. And in the four communities, fatal bicycle and pedestrian crashes held steady, or in some cases, they actually decreased.
So you had more people riding and walking, and you, in most cases, you had a decrease in the number of accidents. Oh.
Yes, because of the great community awareness that was created, the driving public was actually looking out for bicyclists and pedestrians. And then obviously the more you have, the more accustomed to seeing people walking and biking. And so it had an overall safety impact. And keeping in mind that transportation is the biggest expense for American families after housing, if you make a shift to walking and biking, you're really saving your pocketbook a lot of money.
Transportation is the second highest expenditure per household after housing?
Yes, higher than food. I did a calculation of four communities in aggregate based upon what I had paid at the gas pump the Sunday before last, which was $4.15 for regular gas, and the saving came out to something over $6 million.
Well, that's still $94 million less than what was spent. So I think a cynic and opponents to this type of system might say, well, you know, come on, that's not a fair trade.
But the infrastructure lasts forever. The savings aren't just for 1 year or just for the 3 years that we've measured so far. They're cumulative. They are ongoing. We've planted the seeds. The infrastructure has blossomed and is there to be used into the future.
Well, I know the opponents keep on opposing this kind of expenditures. Republicans in Congress, they call it, quote, frivolous use of taxpayer money.
Actually, I think the latest catchphrase is unconscionable use of taxpayer money.
Mm-hmm. Well, they want to cut it out of the next transportation bill.
Some of them do, not all of them, but some of them do.
How much money do you think should go for bike and walking in the federal transport bill? What do you think is a fair number?
That's a good question. So often we deal in the possible, not the ideal. Years ago, Bobby Kennedy had what was called the 3% solution. 3% of the transportation bill should go into investments in walking and biking. And right now we're sitting at about 1.7%. So, yeah, I would be happy in the next bill if we had a 3% investment in walking and biking.
Ms. Fowler, do you ride your bike to work?
No, I actually don't. The distance is a little too far. But what I do is I ride my bike to my local metro station, metro to the closest station to my office, walk from that station to my office. So I actually get to do all three things. I get to ride a bike, use transit, and walk every day.
That's Marianne Fowler. She's a senior vice president with the Rails to Trails Conservancy.